Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers and Rays, 6:05 first pitch from Florida on WTMJ tonight. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting, joined this morning by Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger. Hey, Rick.
Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, great to talk to you. What do you know about this ballpark that we're playing in tonight? It's the Yankees spring training facility down there in Florida. They are there because Tampa, the Rays, had their stadium damaged in the hurricane, and so they are playing this summer at the Yankees spring training facility.
Yeah, I'm here in Tampa now. It's cozy. It looks like it holds about 10,000, and it's right next to the Raymond James Football Stadium, so plenty of parking, but kind of curious myself to see what it looks like with the Major League game tonight.
The good news, Rick, is you would assume since it's the Yankees, like the clubhouse has got to be nice and all that. I mean, it's spring training, not like some single-A club stadium.
Well, the home clubhouse, I have been told, at this ballpark is very nice. I've been told that the visiting clubhouse is not really so nice. Oh. But we'll find out.
Sometimes that's how those things go. Well, we're young enough that a lot of guys aren't that far removed from playing at a minor league stadium.
Sure.
They'd be happy with a crowd of 10,000.
Yeah, I think it'll be a cool atmosphere. You know, it's regardless of the situation, obviously tough for Tampa Bay to have to deal with it, but they're making the best of it, and I know those guys pretty well, and they've gone through some real difficult times with the stadium situation there and the damage to their incumbent ballpark. So, you know, we're just making do, but should be good crowd and you know, probably full, and that's always good.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning. Okay, so three against Tampa, Rick, and then three in Cleveland, and then back home here, really nice homestand shaping up for the crew. Not only do we have the Twins in town, but let's start with May 16th, Star Wars night at the ballpark.
Yeah, we've got a special theme night, Jackson Churio, Star Wars-inspired bobblehead for people by the theme night package. We've got a post-game laser show, which I'm excited about. The Saturday night game against the Twins is the cribbage board giveaway, and tickets are few and far between because people love cribbage. I would have known. I don't even know how to play, but everybody's asking me about the cribbage board.
And that's our big day, WTMJ day. Yeah,
so we helped out there. We got a whole section coming.
Perfect. We're looking forward to you and your 3,000 of your closest friends, hopefully.
Several thousand. Okay, so you mentioned the cribbage board. How's the hot dog thing going? We talked a couple of weeks ago about the hot dog club, and this is where you buy in, and then every time you go to a game, so if you got, you know, a 10-game, 20-game package, every time you go to a game, you get that hot dog.
Yeah, no, it's fun. It's a full-size hot dog. People love it, and there's special caps, and we're going to do some special things for the people in the club, and, you know, we're almost sold out of the packages, so it's fun. I eat a hot dog every game. I don't have to buy the package because I do get it for free. But if I was a paying customer, I would definitely do this because I would go to 81 games. I'd get 81 hot dogs for $59.99. So if you do the math, that's a very big discount off the normal price for a hot dog.
Hey, Rick, I want to run this by you because this was something that we talked about last fall, I think. We were in one of those sessions. We were here. You were there, Mark Attanasio was there, Matt Arnold was there, and we were just talking about, you know, the state of the ball club and other things, and we brought up the All-Star game, and it was just after we got the stadium deal done and we started learning what all is going to go into American Family Field over the next couple of decades, and I think it was me that asked you. I'm like, hey, MLB, can we get another All-Star game here? I think you liked the idea. Mark liked the idea. We
ran it by... It was right after the NFL draft in Green Bay. You ran it past Vince, did the manager of the Brewers, Pat Murphy, and here is his reaction.
I think you'll see that before long. I think you will. Major League Baseball respects the heck out of Mark, our owner, and they respect what the Milwaukee Brewers have done and the way we've done it. I think that's apparent. If somebody's close to Major League Baseball, they know the respect that Commissioner's office has for Mark and the Milwaukee Brewers. I think that you'll see that happen. And there's a lot that goes into it, and it does take time, and you have to be patient. But I do think that you'll see that.
I'm going to keep beating this drum, Rick.
Yeah, I know. I would love to have the All-Star game back, and I'd love to finish the 2002 game, which tied Right. And so I do think it's got to come here. We're in the cycle for sure. And I know it's something that our owner is going to be talking to the commissioner about. So, we will be pushing that. And as you said, it'd be great for the city and great for the ballpark.
What does Murph mean, Rick, when he says that he has the respect that the league respects Attanasio?
Yeah, I think Mark's on a lot of important committees in Major League Baseball. He's one of the longest tenured owners in baseball, which is surprising given that, feels like he just bought the team. But there's been a lot of changeover ownership, and Mark has got the respect of the big markets, the small markets, MLB leadership. Obviously, Mark's very savvy. He's a smart investment advisor and has, again, been on a number of important committees. So I think the commissioner looks to Mark as one of the owners that he relies on for guidance and support, and also to challenge them. And so obviously that all goes into the mix when you're trying to get the All-Star game.
Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger, live with us this morning. Thanks, Rick.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Rick!
Again, Brewers and Rays tonight, 6:05 first pitch here on WTMJ. 3 against Tampa, 3 in Cleveland, and then back home next weekend, starting with Star Wars night on May 16th. 8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.